homes. Our goal to feed 1,000 people was achieved. Families who were selected with the help of the community leaders, which included elderly persons, orphans, single mothers, disabled persons, families affected and infected by HIV/AIDS, and other community members badly affected during this time. They were provided with maize flour, beans, sugar, soap, powdered milk, cooking oil, and water. 100 families were also provided with agricultural health for food security. These families depend on home-produced food and they sell the surplus at markets. With markets closed down in lockdown and after eating most of their own supply, we gave families seeds and cuttings for beans, maize, banana circles and cassava to replant their gardens.
Thank you, last night I did, you saved my life.
About time that, you know, we try to use the power that we have to reach out to people. Now that we have become a massive cottage industry, I mean, together we're a massive force. Get behind those causes, because there's always someone around the corner that can do with your help.
spreading the love in Indonesia. Bantar Gebang is one of the world's largest landfills, more than 200 football fields in size and accepting as much as 7,000 tonnes of waste a day from Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. Over 20,000 people, including children, live on and around the site, many gathering recyclables to resell